Yeah. What's your
Thank
name?
You, Stanley. Mary. Here's Chris Mary. For you
All
for
right.
the bright.
All right. All right. Thank you there, Stanley. Thank you for holding there for a sec. My name is Chris. How are we doing this morning?
All right.
Good, good. So I see a couple of notes. I think one of the biggest concerns is pricing because she notated pricing and definitely pricing is something that I can definitely help you out with and give you a couple of discounts here. As far as what we do, right, we work exclusively with one company per category, per area. So, you know, that's the main huge key component here is we have to close out the category with one single company. So that way we don't work against your competitors. We want to definitely get you the maximum results. So we have two programs available for you. You did mention you're licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So there is an amazing program that's called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that program? Or LSA No. Local Service Ads? No? Okay. So that's a pay-per-lead service, and that service right there runs you about $9 per lead in the area, which is very, very low cost as far as per lead. The minimum budget
that
you... $9 per lead?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So Google Guaranteed is a program where you're listed on Google, and these are Google Guaranteed leads, meaning that Google is going to guarantee your work up to $2,000 to your customers. So there's a couple requirements, meaning that you have to have a clean background, no major, you know, felonies or, you know, murders or anything in the past 7 years. You also have to be licensed and insured in your state. Which I believe you do have, and then you also have to have some online Google presence, and that's something that we can create for you. So basically what it is every time someone's calling you, it has to be a qualified lead. So if it's not a qualified lead, then you're going to get credited back. The good thing about that program is, you know, those leads that you do receive, Google will monitor those calls to make sure that they are legitimate. If there's anything that's bogus or calling for a completely different service, then Google is going to credit you back for those leads. But the Google Guarantee program is Google's most profitable service, and by far it's something that Google stands behind because that's their number one product that they're really pushing out there. So that's something that, you know, we can get you into. And just to give you an idea, right, for that type of service, you would need give me 1 second. I'll tell you exactly what are the requirements as far as licensing and then insurance. I'll just put this in the back office. So basically they need $250 in general, $250,000, excuse me, in general liability. And then you need to be registered as a Missouri on-site sewage disposal system contractor. Is that the type of license you have?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I am licensed here in Missouri to pump septic tanks.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't think what you got's going to fit me at all. Really, I don't. Because what I do here is I do every county I go into, I license up with each county so I can pump in that county. And then after that, I take it to a treatment plant. This other stuff you're talking about, I've never heard of. So I just don't know.
Gotcha.
But
yeah.
As far as what I would like is I literally don't care for I see what you mean now when they say $9 per lead.
Okay.
All I would want on Google is my name up there, and I don't really care who else is in there. You can have 14 others in the same place, and they
okay.
can all be lined up. It's just, it's a thing of it is, it's a choice. People can get whoever they want.
Agreed, yeah.
But all I would actually want is something that says, this is what I do, and here's my phone number. You call me and tell me what you got, and I can tell you if I can help you. And other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, well, we got that program as well. Yeah, that's the second. So at the beginning of the phone conversation, I did mention, if you heard correctly, I have two different options, right? One is the Google Guaranteed option, and the other one is the Google Listing, which is the Google Business Profile, right? So, for example, right now I see Henson Septic Tanks and Supplies. I see Duffers, Septic Solutions LLC, and then Connor Excavation and Septic. Do you know those companies?
Yeah, I do.
All right, yeah. Yeah, so those are the companies that do have a listing. Like you said, you don't care where you, you know, where you're ranking as long as you have a Google business profile. So that's the other option that we can do for you, which is more cost effective, okay? So what that does, in a nutshell, it gets you listed on Google, so we'll get you pinned verified. So when people are typing in septic tanks, septic pumping, septic services, whatever the keywords would be in the area, you're coming up on that first page, all right? So that's the original Google business profile where you're located in the map section and people are able to type in, like you just mentioned, to get you found on Google. With that program as well, Google does require us to make a website for our customers, so website is also included. I wasn't able to find a website for your business. No problem. That's something that we can include at no additional cost. And then we also put you on other directories. You have a Yelp listing already. We would put you on Apple Maps, which is, you know, people use iPhones, right? And then we would put you on Bing, which is another search engine, you know, through Microsoft. So that program,
Let me cut you off for just a second here. I do like what you're saying, but okay. I do want to mention this before we get going very far.
Okay.
Now, I like the fact of getting on this one we're talking about actually sounds better for me.
Okay.
But now, as far as you guys doing a, what do you call it, the business profile? Or
Google business profile, yeah.
That's where you put a thing on there that says what I do and what I don't do?
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, all I would want on it, period. All I want is just, it is all I would want, if you're going to make up something for me, but all I want in there is the Dugger septic tank, I pump septic tanks, my names, my numbers, and that I do it on weekends and holidays, and no extra cost. I tried this with somebody else a ways back. We got
okay.
into it because the listing that they made for me, and they sent me a thing,
okay.
most of what they were saying I did not do.
Yeah, that's not good.
Anyway, I told them, I says, I can't do that because what you're saying, I don't do this stuff and I don't have this stuff to do this with. But anyway, I'm just saying up front, I just don't want to get into it again.
No,
but,
absolutely.
Nobody do. And on that note, if you can, but I know you said there's no extra cost for doing it. I just want to keep it simple, okay? And
yeah.
And people can call me, and if I can help them, I'll tell them on the phone. If not, they just find somebody else to do what they got to do.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to haggle. You don't want to deal with the extra mumbo jumbo. I agree. One of the things that we do here, Stanley, is we listen to what your needs are, because at the end of the day, it's your listing. If you were to cancel with us, it's still your listing. So we want to make sure that we're optimizing you the way that you want to be optimized. So if you want to keep it short, simple, and sweet, we can absolutely do that. I know I said we need a website, because in order for you to rank on Google, just so you know, these are Google's guidelines, not mine, not my company's, you have to have a website. Like Henson Septic Tank, Duffers, right, Connor, the people that you know, they all have a website, right? So they can't be ranking on Google if they don't have a website. So that's something we can't go around. As far as keeping your listing simple and short, we can most definitely do that. And, you know, that's not a problem.
Yeah, I know you got to get on the website somehow there and get that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely.
So, I guess, go ahead. Go ahead, finish up, and I'll try not to interrupt you again.
No. These are all good questions. I like that you're straightforward, and I'm the same way. I'm a very straight shooter. At the end of the day, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time, Stanley. I just want to provide a service that's actually going to work for you and be beneficial. That's the bottom line for me, right? So basically what this would do, right, and one of the things I wanted to mention, that company that you worked for or worked with before, I don't see a Google listing at all whatsoever.
Well, they did have something at one point, and I told them to, anyway.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
okay,
so forget about it, because I said this is not, and then it got to where, when every time I'd call them to try to find out something, I couldn't get a hold of nobody.
Oh, that's horrible.
And even if I left a voicemail, Nobody ever returned it until somebody did call and say something. Well, I didn't tell them about it, too, trust me. But anyhow, all I want to know is, you let me know what you can do, and I'm just letting you know what I just like to keep it simple and know what I've got coming and going.
Yeah, so everything here is month to month here, Stanley. I'll do a couple of things, right? You have a listing on Yelp. I can we're Yelp partners as well, so we don't have to create a listing there. You had a bad experience. We hear this all day, every day. So I can get you on it's a setup fee, right? It's a $99 setup fee, and it's $299 every single month after that. So you're looking at an initial investment of $398 to start, and then it's $299 every single month after that, right? So it's a month-to-month service. There's absolutely no contracts. The best thing about this is that, you keep your listings, right, if you were to cancel, and then you have a stronger online presence. But once again, once you start seeing your name up there, because that's what's really happening, Stanley, in all reality, just if I could just be straightforward with you, if I type in septic tanks and we're in your own backyard, your own city, you're not popping up, and we're missing on some of those opportunities, just because we don't have that online presence.
Yeah, let me mention that I strictly stay in Missouri. I don't go into Oklahoma or the other states. I'm not licensed for it like that.
No worries. We can keep it just to your cities for sure. That's not a problem.
Okay, it's just as long as it's in Missouri, I don't cross into Arkansas, Oklahoma, or Kansas.
Okay, yeah, we can most definitely do that. That's not an issue whatsoever. So we'll do target marketing, which we're hyper-focusing on certain cities that you want to stick in, and we don't want to, promote you somewhere you don't want to be able to take calls from. So that's not an issue. The best thing about our company is we've been in business for 20 years, and we're located here in the U.S. We're not, some offshore India or Pakistan type of company. We've been here for 20 years, since 2004. We're also Google Channel partners, so we're able to do what we say we're going to do because we have a direct affiliation with Google, and that's something that we're very proud of. So we could definitely help you out. All we would have to do is just gather some quick basic information about the business, and then we would set up what's called a client onboarding call, Stanley. So that's with the actual technician. They're going to cross the T's and dot the I's to make sure that we get you programmed the right way on Google, right? So very, very quick process. So, it's a very simple thing to do for us.
Okay, you said it was $99 startup fee.
Yeah, so $398 to start. There's a programming fee of $99. Usually it's $299. So I waived $200 because I know you had a bad experience with the previous company. So I put a hardship credit here, and I put a legacy credit too.
What would the monthly charge be?
$299. So it's $398 to start, $299 every single month after that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a month-to-month service, Stanley. There's no contracts, no other hidden fees or lead fees or anything like that. Just a straightforward, it's about $10 a day to get yourself on Google.
Okay. And what was the stuff that you needed to know?
Yeah, so basically I just gathered basic information for the business because what we want to do is we want to get your Google business profile up and running. So I would need, hours of operation, what hours you want to be listed for. You did mention a couple things about you charging extra for holidays and then weekends or emergency calls.
No, I don't charge any extra, bud.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good.
No. Yeah. Let me rephrase what I said. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I probably said that wrong. I have never charged for it. My personal opinion is, you're in this line of work, and this line of work ain't just Monday through Friday. It's not like a regular job.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen anytime, holidays, weekends, and people still need it. But I don't think you ought to nail their ass just because you can do it. Excuse my French. But so I don't charge for any of that. No, I don't charge you any extra. It's just part of the job that you do.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. So I mean, what hours would you say you want to operate
my
the
hours,
business or be listed?
Barry, I'm not a 9 to 5 or I'm not 8 to 4. Sometimes as long as it's not dark and I can get to you and get it done, I'm fine. I just do not work. I just do not do them after dark. I quit doing that a ways back.
Okay. So would it be safe to say that you're probably like 7 to 7?
Yes, roughly, yes.
7, okay. And is that Monday through Friday, or is that just Monday or Monday through Sunday?
No, this covers just about all of them.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. It doesn't make any difference if it's a weekend, a holiday, or whatever.
That's good. That's good, because I know people charge extra for those types of, I don't know why, but.
The thing of it is, and I hear this all the time, when people's backing up, they're needing somebody to help them. And most of the conversations I have is they call two or three other people, and they do not get a call back.
And gotcha.
Anytime I get a call, no matter what it is, I call them to see what's going on and see if I can help them.
And that's good. You know, that's a respectable business owner right there. You know, you have no idea how many people I've called, you know, even current clients of mine that don't even answer the phone. It's ridiculous. I don't want to sound negative, but I can't stand it, because it's like you're a business owner. You know, it's, you know, if your service
is
needed,
we need you to. At least the polite thing would be to answer the phone and say you can't do nothing. And
exactly.
If it's ever a deal where I cannot get to you because I'm doing something, I carry different names in my competition, and I will give you their numbers so you
really
can get something done.
Yeah, that's one of the very first. I've been here for 7 years, Stanley. That's one of the very first. First times I heard about that. That's good. Not a lot of people think that way, so that's respectable.
No. I don't mind competition. I really don't. They're out trying to make a living just like me. And they do the same thing with me. If they get in a bind, they send them my way, and if I can't, I send them their way. So at least somebody can get you done.
That's awesome. Not a lot of people think that way or operate that way, you know. Depending on the state or even the county, it's just people are sharks out there, and that's good that if you're not able to service them, that's someone else.
There's sharks out there. There's some piranhas in there too.
That's funny. All right, Stanley. So you know what we need to do is just create a basic business account for you. What's your last name, Stanley, for account purposes?
My last name is Duggar.
Okay, Duggar. So just like it sounds, D-O-U-G-G-A-R?
No, it's D-U-G-G-A-R.
Gotcha. Okay. And what is a good email for the business? Could it be a personal or a business one?
I really don't do emails. I can give you one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't ever use it.
Yeah, we're not. This is just for account purposes. We're not going to.
Okay. If you need to, it's stanleydugger@gmail.com.
Okay. @gmail.com.
And this number that I'm talking to you on is my home phone. So if you send something, send it this way. And this phone here is actually, this is actually a cell phone that I'm on.
Gotcha. So the phone is 417-451-2806. Is that the number you want your client to call you?
2806. I've got two numbers, actually. This is my home phone, and my cell phone is the 529-8826.
Okay, so what number you want your clients to call you on? The cell phone?
Most of the time they call me on my cell phone, but they can call this one. I put both numbers out there so they can leave a message. I'll actually this phone here. Anyway.
Yeah, no worries.
In case they can't get me, they can leave a message, and I check them both.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put both of the numbers up there just in case. But you primarily the cell phone is the one you carry with you, right?
Yes, but they can, I always put both numbers And I just put one's a home phone, one's a cell phone. And that's what my business cards are. I've got home and cell on it, so they know which one's what.
Yeah, we can distinguish both of them as well. The reason why I'm asking, I just want to make sure that the, you know, there's a primary and there's secondary. You see what I mean? So if you
right.
carry your cell phone with you, obviously it would be your cell phone as a primary, and then the yeah. secondary would be your home, right?
Yeah. You don't have any way to keep spam off the phone, do you?
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
How do you do that?
We include that in our services. So what we do is we have a tracking number. So what that tracking number does is connect you to your number, and then any spam calls, robocalls, or any sales calls, they completely get booted out, and then you only get business going through. So that's the way we do it.
Okay, well, I'm lost here now. I'm not up to date on this technology stuff.
Okay, no worries.
But right now, I mean, sometimes I get 20 calls a day or better, just spam and bull crap.
Yep.
So,
yeah, we're on your listing. Yes.
So if you're listed, then you can keep it off no matter what?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, because I do get bukus of that stuff.
I bet you do. yeah, I bet you do get a lot of those calls. Yeah, we'll
I got to answer them all. I have to answer them all because I can't block them because I get all kinds of different numbers.
Yeah, most definitely. So the name of the company, just so you know, because the way we're going to list it on Google, I just want to make sure it's correct. You just wanted to say Stanley Duggar.
Okay, it's well, I'm going to stick with my cards. My cards say Duggar's Septic Tank Pumping.
Okay, gotcha. We'll stick to that. And then as far as so Google's going to verify that you're an actual human and a business owner. There's so much AI going on, like you said. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on with technology. Google's going to need this. We're not going to showcase this online because we don't want anybody going to your house. But what is the home address so that way Google can verify you?
My home address is 13525 Quince, Quince Road, RD, Neosho, Missouri, and the zip is 64850.
Gotcha. Yeah, pulled up right away when I typed it into the Google Analytics. Okay. All right. So then, once again, that's going to get your... your address is going to get you verified, but we're not going to showcase your address on your Google listing. So just so you know, we don't want anybody going to your home. It's pointless because you're going out there to service the clients. You're not a brick and mortar. So we'll make sure that happens. As far as the cities, what cities do you really want to hyper focus on? You mentioned you don't want
well,
to go into
the
state.
I am in Neosho, Missouri.
Okay.
And I'm on the south edge of it. God, I go to Joplin, I go to, oh gosh, hang on here.
Okay.
I've been to Powell, Southwest City. Anyhow, usually I'm not sure of my mileage, but I'd say that's between 30 and 40 miles one way or the other, okay? Because I hit most of the little small towns around me, which is some of them just spots in a row.
Yeah. All right. I'll put that. No worries. We'll have our technicians kind of do a quick search around the area to see what towns are there as well. Joplin, that just reminds me of Janis Joplin. I loved her music, Janis Joplin.
Well, I've heard that, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And, all right, so as far as, you know, you mentioned you were very specific, and I want to be very specific with your listing. You mentioned specific keywords or services that you offer. So what do you want to be put down for? So that way I could put these as notes and then...
The things I do the most of all, the only thing that I actually do is pump septic tanks, okay?
Okay.
Some people will put me down that I do this, 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 and this. I am not. do not put me down for anything else other than just pumping. Because here,
okay,
if you do repair work or if you do this, you got to be licensed different for that stuff too.
Okay, got it.
And I don't want people getting confused. I just strictly pump septic tanks, but now if they ask questions,
mm-hmm,
and I see something that's wrong, I will let you know, and then they can just do whatever they want with that information.
Got it. I see what you mean. Okay. I got a question for me. I have a septic tank, and I just bought a home about 3 months ago. When I purchased the home, they did an inspection, and they completely pumped the tank and everything. They gave me a certification. How often would you say would that need to be pumped?
The day tell you that, now most people tell you that pump your septic tank every 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
That's what everybody, that's what they tell everybody. I do not agree with that, okay?
Okay.
Depending on the size of your tank. If you've got, how many bedroom house you got?
3 bedroom. I live by myself. I got a 3 bedroom, 2 bath.
Okay, then you ought to have the bedrooms is what they go by, as far as I know, unless they've changed something. So
okay,
you should have a 1,000-gallon septic tank, okay?
Okay.
And if it was me and it's just you, since it's just you in there,
mm-hmm,
now if you've got a family, it's different, but if it's just you, shucks, I'd say 10 or 15 years before pumping.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Good
to know.
They do really vary, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if it's just you, you're not putting that much stuff in there.
Okay.
And if you want to put something in there once in a while that helps keep the bacteria going, you can put a quart of buttermilk every 2 or 3 months down the stool. Or if you're throwing away anything like cottage cheese, yogurt, baker's yeast, it all works just as good. And if you're going to throw it away, just dump it in the stool.
Interesting. Okay.
And as long as you're not putting them dadgum baby wipes in there, I'd say you're in good condition.
No, that's a house rule. It's funny that you mentioned that. I literally just typed in some house rules the other day. I do have family and friends coming over, but, I use wipes myself, right? I know it's personal information, but I put do not flush or even the toilet paper. So we have a little trash bag for that, little trash can for that, like on the side. But, I heard that can also,
That can shut you down. As a rule, if you've got a fairly decent sized family, I tell you what I would suggest trying first.
Okay.
And I always tell people when I'm talking to them coming out, I always want somebody to be there when I'm doing it. Because one, if there's any questions you can ask me and that way, and the other thing is if I come to your place, and you're there, you can tell me, well, you've got this buried, so I don't get into something I shouldn't, okay?
Got it.
But the main thing is that when I'm done, you know the job has been done, okay? If you're there, there should be no reason why the person doing it doesn't mind if you're out there watching. And when they suck that to the bottom, they should suck everything out, maybe leave a little bit of kind of like a liquid dough paste in the bottom, but there should not be no thick crust left in there, okay?
Okay.
When I say crust, I mean like sometimes tanks will collect toilet paper, and I have seen anything from 6 inches thick to 2 foot thick almost. Okay.
Wow.
And the main thing is that when you're doing that, one of them, if you've got that in there, they need to get that out. That is very important because if you don't get it out and you just suck off the water, when that fills back up, it's going to cause you problems. And somebody else will be back doing it again. Okay?
Interesting. Okay, got it. That's really good advice. I mean, good to know, because that's one of the things that I owned a condo, but that was, you know, I didn't have a septic tank. It was right to the sewage, right? But connected straight to the sewage. But the septic tank, you know, I bought an acre of land, so I have a pretty big piece of land, and it's on a septic tank. So, you know, one of the things that I don't know anything about that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So, you know, I just for reference, I'm like, I want it when I get someone that does septic tanks, I'm just going to ask and, you know, to figure out how I can prepare myself for the future, you know.
Okay. The best thing you can do, and you do whatever you feel is the best and kind of go with what you get into. I'd say if you've had a pump, there should be no reason why you can't make it 10 years and say go 10 sure. years. And if you're out there and you don't mind seeing what there is, it grows some people out. But if you're out there and the guy's doing it, he can actually show you what he's talking about and what you've got, okay?
Got
and
it.
And that way you kind of understand a little better. I don't mind doing that because when a person asks me, I try to inform them what they're looking at. They do tell you, like I say, down here, they want you to pump your tank every 3 to 5 years. But if you pump a 1,000-gallon tank in 3 years, 5 years, and you come back to pump it out again, you're only going to be pumping out maybe a foot of sludge. It's going to be 80% water.
Got it.
So it's kind of a waste of money for you.
Yeah, yeah. And that, yeah, just want to be cost effective and cost efficient too, you know. So
well, I'm saying that, and there's everything does vary, but I would shoot for 10 years and see it. And if you hit, if you're going down the road and all at once you get some gurgling or stuff going down slow, that could be an indication that you're getting a crust in there or it's needing to be pumped. And if you know how long it's been, you can kind of see what you got, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on just a
yep.
second.
Yep, I got you.
Okay. That was one of my spams coming in on the other phone. But, no, that's kind of what you look at.
Okay.
No, if you do that, and if you hear the gurgling is usually what indicates that you've got a problem. And the only time you get that is, one is if the tank's actually needing to be pumped. But if it's only 3 or 4 years and it's doing that, then when you open that tank up, there's a lid on top of that tank. There's usually two lids, depending on which one you've got. And you open that lid, the water should be down from the top, just about a foot down from the top. And you should be able to see the line coming in. The water's usually 2 or 3 inches below that. And if it is, that's just the level it should be. But if you ever open it and it's nothing but water and it's to the top, that will indicate that your line going out is not working. But on that note, make sure they didn't put a dadgum filter on the end of the line going out.
Okay.
When I say that, some places do and they throw me off. A filter is on the line going out is kind of like a filter for a pull, but it's in a T. And it catches anything, keeps it from getting out in your line. But what they do, they forget to tell the people about it, and they because you've got to take, if you've got one, you have to take that out every 6 or 8 months and clean it and put it back in. Otherwise, it could take a chance on plugging up on you.
So it's kind of, why even have that, right?
Well, yeah, it is kind of a safety. Most of the time I see that is when they've got two tanks. One tank, and they got a pump tank that it goes into, and that keeps any solids from getting over in there. But I have seen them put them on just regular tanks. If you ever have problems and you're not sure, you can give me a yell, tell me what you're looking at, and I can actually tell you a little better.
Okay.
I don't want
yeah.
to get you totally confused.
No. This is good information, to be honest, and I thank you for taking the time to explain that to me, because once again, I don't know anything about septic tanks, and that's one of the I just question how often should I do it, or, you know, I know for sure not to flush anything that's, like, not, you know, human waste, but,
right.
you know,
okay.
it, you know, so, but that's, that was the two main questions I had was how often did I need to do it, and then, you know, and the other question was, that I had was, do I need to do any, like, if there's a filter, that was which you answered. So I got to ask the my realtor if they had a filter on here, but anyhow,
well,
I don't think so.
Realtors usually don't know. Most of them really don't give a crap. Excuse my.
They
friend.
Don't. I know they don't. They don't.
The best way to see if you know where your tank's located at.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Does it have a 6-inch pipe coming out of the ground on each end?
No.
Okay. So if you dig down there, then there should be when you dig down to your tank, your tank's going to be 4 feet wide, 8 feet long. And on each end of the tank, if you dig down, there's a lid, okay?
Got
and when
it.
You open that lid, it's going to be right over the line coming in. And if you open the other one, it's on the line going out. And if you've got a filter, you'd have to open that one up, to see if you've got a filter down there. And if it's not, then you can see the pipe and the water's. It's just going to be a T. A lot of times it'd be a T, and there's not a filter in it, okay?
Got it. Okay.
But some of them that do have, it's usually going to be either a blue-looking filter or it's, well, I guess they can be white. I've seen some blue ones. I've seen some red ones. But anyhow, if there's something stuck down in there and you don't know what it is, see if it's got a handle.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, try that and go with it. Because the cost of it, I tell you what, my competition, and I'm not trying to, my competition tells me that I'm undercutting them. I'm just not trying to take advantage of people. This location I'm in, there's not a lot of jobs around here, and most of these little small towns are just, and a lot of people, since everything's doubled in price, they're having a hell of a time surviving and even trying to make ends meet these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, that's just me.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good because you're a street shooter when it comes to, you know, clients. And clients like that, that you'll get more referrals and references too. So that works
well,
out.
I'll tell you what, I don't, like you see, that I don't have anything on there. I mean, I used to run all mine through the phone book and stuff.
Oh,
but
I
the times
that.
Are changing that yeah. Nowadays they don't use phone books. They use the phone, right? So you got to go the other way. But other than that, I'm going to say 90% of my jobs are coming from people that's referenced me on.
Yep.
I can't beat that.
Yeah.
They either like me or they don't.
Yeah. But one of the things I also want to suggest, right, because, you know, I have a lot of clients that you know, are the exact same way. They're like, hey, I get a lot of referrals. But here's one thing I also want to, you know, kind of throw out there for you to kind of think about is, you know, when I get referred to someone, for example, I've been referred to for my landscaping guy. I had a, you know, someone to do some hardscape because I have an acre of land. I want to build the back yard, the patio, right? And then, you know, these were recommendations. And one of the first things I do sometimes is just check out what they have online and, you know, check out a little bit more on the reviews, maybe check a little bit more as work and services they offer, because let's say I want to just do the back yard, but I also want to do lighting, right? So kind of kill two birds with one stone. So that's also another thing that this will be able to help you and just get that confidence of the consumer and just, you know, give them that peace of mind to give you that,
well,
that call, you know? It's just, it's just a little bias, you know?
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. But the thing of that is, you know as well as I do, I think, that I can put anything on an ad no matter what.
Yeah.
You can put anything in there. But it does not, until you deal with these people, it does not tell you a thing about the person you're talking to.
100%. Very true. Very, 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 very true. Yeah,
so
you're right on that.
That's the reason I just kind of keep it simple. And if they want information, they just call me, tell me what they got, and I'll tell them what I know. And if they want to, then I'll do it. And if not, they will call somebody else.
Yeah, most definitely. No, agreed. Well, Stanley, we're done with the profile here. So, you know, I just have a few questions here to ask you. As far as we do have to have a client onboarding call. Once again, that's just to cross the T's and dot the I's with one of our technicians. Would that work for you later on today in the evening, or would tomorrow be a better fit for you to have that? It's only about a 30-minute phone conversation to once again go over all the keywords and everything that we just listed and get your Google business profiles, you know, start creating that. I don't know what your schedule looks like today. Maybe this,
my schedule is, I never know. I may not be doing anything at all.
Okay.
I got one Thursday to go do. But other than that, I don't, I can't think of anything unless something comes in. Just call. And the thing that I do is you call, and if we can do it, we'll just stop, take time, and do it. I'm used to stopping all the time and switching gears. And
got
if
it.
I'm in the middle of something, I'll just say I'll have to call you back. I'll call me back in about an hour.
All right, no problem. Let's just coordinate a, you know, just kind of a time, and then obviously I'll put notes here that, you know, if you're not available, then we can always reschedule. But does maybe 3 p.m. today work for you by chance?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so we'll put you down for 3 p.m. And then once again, the technician is just going to go over all the details here. So we're pretty much done here. So as far as the payment for securing the listing of the 398, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I got a question for you on that.
Sure.
Okay. The I might have to wait just a little bit on that. Can you on all this stuff that we're talking about? I know most everything you send texting or stuff like that. I guess the question I'm asking, I'm just old school, but I guess kind of like a dinosaur. But can you also send me something through the mail on everything that we've talked about?
As far as mail, we stopped doing that about 2 years ago, to be honest with you. We send everything through email and then through messages as well, which is basically you'll have your invoice, you'll have your terms and conditions. We also have to read what's called the voice verification. This is for your protection, and this is a requirement through Google that this is a month-to-month service, absolutely no contracts. So, as far as mail, we stopped doing that just because we would just have people throw it away.
I'm kind of old school. I actually like that better than I do the phones, excuse me, but I know everything's changing.
I wish I would be able to send you the invoice and then send you your terms and condition. But you know, it'll get
because
it'll
I get so many people wanting stuff on phones, and I have no idea exactly who I'm talking to on the other end.
Oh, here's another thing that we do. So just so you know, Stanley, in the voice verification, we ask you for a security question. So the name of my company is Local Splash, and when people call you from Local Splash, you get to select from three questions. So the questions would be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. And then you would choose whatever. Yeah, which one would be better?
Did you say Logo Splash?
Local, like the local grocery store, and then Splash, like a splash of water.
Oh.
Yeah, Local Splash. So they have you choose from your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Hang on just a second.
Sure.
Got another one. Okay. That's my spam. They've got my number down good. Okay. Okay, so it's Local Splash.
That's correct. Yeah. So right now what I'm doing, just so you know, is I'm gonna send you all my contact information so that way you can reach to be you. I'll be able to get you can get a hold of me anytime. If I don't answer, then might be on a call with another customer. You can always leave me a voicemail or send me a direct text message. But as far as our customer service, I mean, our customer service is very prompt to answer any questions you have as far as the account. But that's the first text message I just sent you right now, and it's going to be to your cell phone. So let me know if you receive that first text message. It should go in already, and it says, "Hi, this is Chris," and then. Once again, we're going to ask you for a security question, just to make sure that we're calling from Local Splash, right? You know, it's us.
Okay, so hang on just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. They just asked me to, you know, what question would you like to choose? The mother's maiden name, city you were born in, your first pet's name.
Yeah, I guess hit this phone here. Sometimes I'm not the best people on technology, trust me. I don't do computers either, but I got to learn. Yeah, I got your thing here. It says Local Splash.
Yep.
It's Chris from, Local Splash.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, so that's my direct number. Mm-hmm. And the question, so what question would you like to choose? So that way it's for security purposes. So your first pet's name, city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name?
Let's just go with my phone. Hey, hang on a second.
Sure.
I'm not fast as these phones are changing directions on me. I think I'd go with my mother's maiden name. I remember that better.
Okay. So what is your mother's maiden name?
Nora Maxine Ryan.
Nora Maxine? Oh, Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, Ryan.
Nora Maxine Ryan. Okay. Maxine Ryan. Okay, I got it down here. So, yeah, if anybody calls you and they say, hey, you know, we're local Splash, and they have to know what's your security question. So that way, you know, it's us calling you.
And your question, if you don't mind, if I don't throw now you, okay, I'm going to have to, because it's $2.99 a month, right?
Yeah. So it's $3.98 to start, right, for the programming fee, and it's $2.99 every single month after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and okay. It's a monthly service, no contracts, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to take a little time here. I've got this information. I do like what you got. Because I'm going to have to do a little account switching around here or something. But the can I catch back up with you on, other than the day you want to call me back, but can I catch back up with you on Friday to do something on?
Yeah, we can. So let me ask you a question here.
Sure.
Stanley, maybe I can help you out. So is the only thing that's holding you back the cost for the service?
Yes, sometimes the cost does.
Okay, here's what I can do for you, right, if you're willing to move forward, because once we work with one company, we can't work with another company. So our goal is to, you know, give you our undivided attention. So we don't want to work with any competition of yours, right? So that's just one of the rules that we establish here in the company. Here's what I can do for you as far as the pricing to help you out and make things a little bit more comfortable for you, okay? So I, you know, as far as the setup fee, I can get you in for $50 for the setup fee and then get you in at $249 every single month after that. So you're looking at $299 to start today, and then it would just be $249. So that saves you $150, for the most part.
Okay.
So that would be locked in, so that wouldn't go up. So instead of being $299 a month, it would just be, once again, it would be $249. So that saves you $50 a month. And then for the setup fee, I can waive $50 off of it. So I can just get you in for $50. So it'd be $299 to start. And then every single month after that, it would just be the $249. So that's something I'd be willing to do for you. So that way you have a more comfortable payment, kind of coming out, and you're not having to stress out.
Yeah. Hang on here just a second.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
Okay. So we do, then the 50 is to start up, and then after that it would be the $299, and then it would be what, 240?
$249. Yeah, $249. Yeah, $249. Yeah, so that would be the rate that I would be able to put. I would just have a quick, I'll send a quick message to my supervisor. He'll give me an approval code.
Now I do have another question for you, though.
Sure.
On this little note here.
Sure.
And I'm asking these for a reason.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I can go ahead now. Are you planning on you? I'll give you a card number to get to make the payment. Now, then, do you just use the card number every time it comes around to do what you got?
Yeah, so this is on a month-to-month basis, right? If you want to switch out the card for the next payment, we can definitely do that. That's not a problem. So, if that's what the question is probably leading up to, we keep that card on file, and it's blocked off, so no one can see it. But as far as, the payment, you can switch your card, let's say next month if you want to. So it's not going to keep the card indefinitely there. If you don't want that to be the case.
Okay. No, the reason I'm asking is I'm not trying to be a total butthead. I did something like this with one company, and they told me one thing, and they had the card. They were supposed to wait, then I would get back and send them the rest of it, right? Get the rest. Mm-hmm. Well, they went ahead and done what they wanted on the card, so I went in and canceled the card. But yeah. That's kind of a pain in the butt too.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. So just so you know, I read what's called that voice verification, and then you get everything also in you know, email and text message. So you're going to see the breakdown of what's being charged. By law, since we're Google partners, we can't charge anything else than what we say we're charging. So it's, once again, to start off, it'd be $299 because there's a $50 setup fee, and then it would be just $249 every single month after that. So you're going to get that in writing, and also going to go through that in the voice verification. We don't charge a dime or anything else extra at all whatsoever. So there's no lead costs, no any of that, no hidden fees, no surprises. I mean, I wouldn't work for this company if that were the case. You know, that's why I've been here for 7 years. We're a very straightforward company. We don't want to lose our license to Google if we do anything bogus like that, you know. So you're 100% in good hands there.
Well, no, I'm just asking questions.
These are all good questions, and I want you to feel 100% comfortable, because at the end of the day, you know, we want to make sure this is going to work for you, and you know, we want to be 100% transparent with you. We don't want to have any surprises come up and then you be an upset customer, you know. So once again, that's why we go over everything and the voice certification, and then we do send you your terms and conditions before we disconnect. So then you have everything right in front of you. You'll have a welcome email, your terms and conditions, your invoice. We set all that for you. So that way there's no surprises and everything's right in front of you.
Okay. Okay, now I've got your phone numbers and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you need anything, you can always reach out to me. Once again, if I'm not available, I'll return the call back as quick as possible. You know, I might be on the phone with someone else.
I do have a question for you, and sure. I've never heard the phrase, what you tell me. I've never heard that before. But when you say that normally you just deal with one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you're dealing with me, but you don't deal with any other people for the same thing?
Yeah, so the way that we operate, this is one of the key foundations to the company, is we work with one company per category, per area. So, for example, we're doing septic with you, and we're not going to work with anybody that's septic. We can work with an electrician. We can work with a roofer. We can work with a landscaper. We can work with a concrete company, any of these other services, right? So it's only per category, per area. So the reason why we do this, Stanley, is because we don't want to work against you. We want to work for you. Does that make sense? If we were to work with your competitor, that's going to be taken away from you and taken away from them, and then it's an unfair practice. So what we like to do is we like to just work with your business so that way we get you the maximum results, and we're not having to work against ourselves. Right? So that's what we mean by, you know, working just with your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it makes any difference to me. I mean, if you work with more than one company, because no matter what you do, they're going to complain anyhow most of the time. I think that cuts some of your business off. It really does.
But you know, one of the biggest complaints we used to get early on, because when we started, so we've been in business since 2004, right? So 20 years in business. But one of the things is that we would just sign up, you know, people in the same cities. And then what would happen is, you know, we would get complaints from the other companies like, hey, you're working with this company and, you know, I thought you were, you know, going to help me out. Now they're getting more business than I, you know, like you said, they're going to complain.
Excuse me, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's a bunch of shit.
I mean, it is. It truly is. But
that's just because the other company thinks because you're working with them, you're going to give them everything. It don't work that way. Your job, excuse me, the job that I see you doing is you putting our name up there. If there's four or five of us, you put it up there. People call us, and then they decide who they want.
Yeah.
That's, the other one's like saying, okay, I want my cake and ice cream and everything else all together. That's actually a bunch of shit. Oh, excuse my French.
No, worry, no. You're completely fine. And that's the way it should be. I mean, in all reality, that's just the way it should be. But, you know, not a lot of people think the way you do. I mean, that's why it was very surprising when you said that, you know, you really don't care about competitors and, you know, meaning like, you know, you guys are able to help each other out. Not everybody thinks that way, especially in bigger cities like, you know, Los Angeles or people, you know, New York or Florida.
Well,
you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's the, let me tell you something here. There's one job that my competition took over that I had, mm-hmm. but it wasn't anything he done. It's because me and DNR got into it over dog shit. That's a hell of a note, ain't it? Because they was telling me to do things that was going to get me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is DNR. They're telling me that I have to do it this way, and I'm telling them I cannot do it this way because you're going to get me in trouble
mm-hmm.
and cost me more than that. Well, anyhow, needless to say, I'm pretty good. I pissed them off. Well,
yeah.
I did. And then I told them where to take it.
Yeah.
I finished the job. But anyway, it cost me a job, but I know who the guy was. He got it, but that's fine. But no, the thing that frustrates me with DNR and people like that,
mm-hmm.
and as I ask him, I says, you know, you keep telling me this. Okay, so I said, let me ask you. I said, then where do you suggest that I take this dog manure? And they said, well, you have to find your own place. And this is DNR, okay? I'm thinking, if you're telling me this, you know where I need to take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, you have to find your own place. And I go, well, thank God, I've already got some ground right over here. Well, that pissed them off. anyway, bud, that didn't make no difference.
Yeah. No, but I mean, once again, you know, a lot of people out there, and we, you know, so our owner, he's very particular, so it's like, he made that rule, and you know, we just follow it. So I know we do lose
that's,
a lot of
that's the thing you're doing. If that's what the owner wants, that's what you need to go by.
Yeah.
That's with any business. But no, I'm saying everybody out there is kind of getting greedy, or I don't know what
they
the deal
are.
Is.
It's insane. You should. You,
and
yeah.
But the thing of it is, everybody's trying to make a living.
That's exactly what it is. But people just go you know, I hear so many things. Yeah, you know, every time I name a competitor, or you know, hey, that guy sucks and he's not a real painter, and oh man, you have, it's crazy the amount of you know, animosity people have towards each other when it comes to you know,
a lot of times they judge before they know what's going on. I find on a lot of folks, but. Anyway, I know you need to do something else besides sit here and talk to me all day on the phone.
Yeah, no worries. So all we just need to do is secure the listing and then also read that verification. And then I have the client onboarding call set for 3 p.m. today. So that's with the technician, so that way they can go over all the information. I got the approval code already, so I'm entering in that into the system. My supervisor just sent it over to me. So it would just be $299. Instead of the $398, and then it would be $249 every single month after that. And I just want to verify, Stanley, is it L-E-Y or L-Y? Because there's two ways.
L-E-Y.
L-E-Y. Okay, just want to make sure I'm spelling it correctly.
Let me ask you one more little detail here, bud.
Sure.
Yes, no.
Go ahead.
I know I've got you on the phone, but... And I'm always leery of things, and I was trying to think for sure what I've got coming and going. Let me ask you just one question here.
Sure.
I do like what you got. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. I don't do that, because that's something I don't do. On this here,
mm-hmm.
and I think you'd be fine with what we got. Can I ask you, could
sure.
you do this if we did a startup? Could you do this at $200 a month?
$200 a month?
Yeah.
The lowest cost, we can have would be the the 249. That's actually a friends and family rate.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
That was
a good question. If you don't, one of the things I like that, Stanley. You're a very straight shooter. If you don't ask, you don't know. And then earlier, you know, you're like, hey, you know, the price is steep and, you know, hey, we made that happen. So, you know, if let's say you didn't ask for that, then, you know, I wouldn't be able to talk to the supervisor. So, you know, I respect that. If you don't ask, you don't know.
Okay. Then what I'll do, I will give you a card. Now, this here, and I'm going to make sure I got it all down right.
Sure.
I usually like something in paperwork because I am hell on these phones. Sometimes I hit a button. I'm getting better. Usually I hit a button and I delete it before I get it.
I'll make sure I send it multiple times. Don't worry. You'll definitely
have
it.
No, I try to, trust me when I say I've never got on these phones and I really never cared for it, but, it's changing of the times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually like the older way, like the phone books. I miss having those phone books. or the white pages, yellow pages, right?
What time, I do have one more question at 3:00. I just remembered I had, what's the latest that you can call me on? Call me back for that 40 minute?
Oh, for that client onboarding? It would be 6 p.m. Excuse me. 5 p.m. We could do 5.
Would you mind to do it? Change that time to 5?
5? We can definitely do 5 p.m.
Okay. If you don't mind, change that to 5 because I've got something and I don't want to miss your call. And I'll be looking for you. 5 o'clock my time?
Your 5 time? O'clock. No, 5 o'clock your time. 100%.
Okay. All right. Sometimes I forget to ask, and I'm on the wrong time schedule. All righty.
Yeah.
And on this, for any reason, since we don't have a contract, so at any point in time, I can cancel this or do whatever you want to do, right?
100%. Yeah. So that's one of the things I'm going to go over, the voice certification, and you'll see that in the terms and conditions. You can cancel at any time. So there's no contracts. You're not married to us. You're not. You know, this is a voluntary service. Once again, Yeah.
I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I'm trying to make sure.
These are all good questions. I don't mind asking that because at the end of the day, Stanley, this is your business, and I want to make sure that this makes sense for you. So that's not an issue at all whatsoever.
All righty. Let me give you okay. Then I need to give you $299 to start. You need the number. You ready for the number?
Yeah, is it you said Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a debit card.
Okay. Does it have a Visa logo or a MasterCard logo?
Well, it don't say MasterCard, but it's got the two circles that usually has MasterCard in it.
Okay. Yeah, that should be it.
I do not have any credit cards, okay?
That's fine. I don't either. I don't need them.
Okay.
I don't want to get into debt. Yeah.
Okay. My card number is 5398.
Okay.
0500.
Okay.
0167.
Okay.
0409.
Okay.
And this card expires of 1/26.
1/26. Okay. So that's coming up here soon. And then there's a security code on the back of the card.
Yes. Hang on just a second. And that is 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I love that store. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm going to go ahead and update this, and I'll read what's called this voice verification. Once again, this is for your protection. If there's anything that you don't understand, you could just, you know, say, hey, Chris, you know, can you repeat that to me? And I'll make sure that gets clarified for you, okay? And then you're going to receive your terms and conditions and everything. I'll make sure that's everything good to go. And I also sent you an invitation through email. I know you don't look so much at emails, but the client onboarding call is going to be today, and we're going to do it at 5 p.m., so just so you know, okay?
Okay.
So here's the recorded, the recording. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, Duggar Septic Tank Pumping.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the business.
Stanley Duggar, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractional agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account, meaning this is your credit card, right? Your card.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from Local Splash? And then it's going to be that 877 number. So when we call you from Local Splash, it'll be an 877 number, which is the number that I sent you, but without my extension. So are you just responsive to?
Is 877 your number?
Yeah, so my number, it's the same number. The only thing is when you need to get a hold of me, you type in the extension 247, and it's in the text message.
Oh, 247.
Yeah, it's, my extension is 247, yeah. So do you agree to be responsive to calls and messages from us?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay, awesome. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that if there's information that we need to get your business verified through Google, they might ask you for a few, you know, things, okay? So one can be, you know, pictures of your tools or your work truck, or it can be, you know, simple things like a business card. Do you agree to have that information if needed?
Well, I tell you what, I do not know how to – I do have – if you want something like that, I can send you something, but I'm going to have to get somebody that knows what they're doing to send it.
No worries. No worries.
Would you like something like that? I've got a picture, and I should still have it on this phone here I'm talking on. It shows me opening up the driver's passenger door, and it's got my name stuck on the truck.
Okay. Got it. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so go ahead.
I can send that to you if you want something with a picture and stuff. That would be the best thing to send you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the way that, you know, Google decides to verify the business. Sometimes it's a phone call, so that's not even necessary. So it you know, no worries about that. It's just however they decide. But if that were to be the case,
well, the phone call would be easy. I mean, but if you need that, I have to get somebody that can send it.
That's not a problem. So, you know, I just want to make you aware just in case that is that is something that they need, right? So, but you mentioned that you're able to have that done. So I just want to clarify that. Now your payment is for the account setup will be charged today, and it's a reduced rate of $299. There's a $50 setup fee, and then it's $249 every single month after that. And then lastly, it says you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support, and I send you that message as well with the client support number. And then you would just call three business days before the billing is due. So, for example, if, let's say you were to cancel for whatever reason, if you could call on the 21st, just that way we can cancel your account before the next billing is due. That's all.
Okay. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, run that by me again on that last part you were talking about, calling on the account.
Oh, you can cancel at any time, but as a courtesy, all we ask is for you to call 3 business days before the next billing is due. So, for example, right, today's the 24th. If you were to cancel next month, we would just ask for you to call on the 21st as a courtesy. You don't have to, but as a courtesy.
I agree. I understand what you're saying. I just got sidetracked, and I didn't catch it all good.
No worries.
The number that you normally call, you said it was it an 800 or an 888?
No, 877. So if you want to write it down, I'll give it to you right now so that we have it.
Go ahead.
It's 877-635-6225.
6225.
That's correct, yeah. So 877-635-6225.
Okay, I got it.
That's from that's our customer service number. That's a company number. If you were to call that number, then if you want to get a hold of me personally, you would just type in it'll ask you to type in that that extension number, which is 247. My extension is 247, and my name is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I'm the only Chris here. So
okay. Would you do me one favor?
Sure.
I think it would be better because I'm having trouble with this phone. I haven't switched it yet.
Okay.
Would you, any emails that you send me, would you just please send them to the phone that I'm talking to you on, which is the 451-2806?
Yeah, I can most definitely do that.
If you don't mind to do that, I'd appreciate it because this one here, I'm going to have to transfer it out and switch phones before long. It's going to have the same number, but if you don't mind putting on the other one, and besides that, that other one's it's a lot easier to operate than this thing.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I'll make sure that happens. Yeah, so I got that number here, so that's not a problem. The 417-529-8826. Yeah, we can send all the emails to there. That's no problem at all whatsoever. Right. So, Stanley, everything is done here for the most part. Once again, we do have that call at 5 p.m. today. So please, if anything comes up, it's okay. You know, just reach out to me and say, hey, Chris, can we reschedule? Or they'll call as well at the time. If you're not available, they will also call you back. Or they'll leave a voicemail as well. So,
that's good. I know you're going to call and I will make sure that I am ready for it. No,
okay.
I'm not trying to avoid you. I'll make sure that I catch that call.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that'd be great. So that way we can all, we can always, get that. So for some reason, I just want to, the email here, stanleydugger@gmail.com. For some reason, it's coming up incorrect. Is that the correct email or you don't remember?
You know what? I tell you what, when I catch up with you later, I will backtrack and double check my thing and see if I gave you something wrong. I don't never use it.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, later on you can always let the technician know. I'll notate it here, so that's not an issue at all whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll reset everything to your text message. So I'll send everything to your phone, so that's not a problem. Any email that you get, it's going to go directly to your phone as well.
Okay.
All righty. So, Stanley, we're all set here. I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day and hearing me out. Also, thank you for all the advice you gave me. I mean, this is something that, as a homeowner, I don't know what to expect as far as, like, you know, that type of work. But now that I know, I mean, I feel better that way if anything comes up. I was thinking under the impression I had to do this every, like, 3 to 5 years. So I'm like, okay, wow, like,
No. That excuse me for saying this. You can do with it whatever you want, but they tell you that because that's what they want you to do. It don't need to be done that often. I've been doing this long enough. And besides that, I, what do you pay up there to get one done? Don't mind me asking.
I haven't paid any. I just got the home. I haven't paid anything, so I wouldn't know. The certification for the septic before I bought the home, I would have to look at.
Oh, no, no, what they charge you to pump the tank?
Yeah, I haven't done any, I haven't done it yet, so I'm not quite sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not quite sure.
Is this a pretty new home then?
It was built in 1987.
Okay, all right.
So
are you having problems with it then?
No, issues at all.
Okay, I just thought, they said before you bought it that it had been pumped, right?
Yeah, before I bought it, they had it been pumped. But in they also told me, hey, you need to do this. Because I asked, like, hey, this is septic or this is sewer. They're like, oh, it's septic. But you have to do it every 3 to 5 years. That's what they told me. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, do I really need to do that? Or is it just, you know, like.
No. I tell you what, you do what you want. I'd shoot for 10 years.
Okay.
And see what happens. Okay, bud?
Yeah, I appreciate that. See, that to me is just an honest opinion. I mean, from a professional, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what the cost of things is up your way. I know what they are down here, but everything's doubled in price. That I do know. Okay, no matter what you got going. No, I will not tell somebody something that I don't believe. If I don't, I will not say so. That's just me, though.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that, because I mean, that's, you know, if I can wait the 10 years, and you know, then why not? Like you said, if I don't have to do it within the 3 years, because that was the plan. I just actually put it on my calendar. So, but you know, if I don't have to do that within the 3 years, and if I can wait, you know, 10 years, or then that to me is just, you know, I just don't want to throw money away, you know.
No, it's easy to get rid of, but it's hard to come by. All I'm saying there, like I say, you do what you got, and if you can, always make sure somebody's around when the person's pumping it, and that way you can, and they should not have a problem with you asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's empty, because when it's empty, you should be down. I mean, the tank's going to be, most of them, 4 feet deep. And when you look down in the bottom of them, well, most of them just stick a hose in. I do it different. I have a long pipe with a flat end on it that I screw them up with. It's kind of like, I do that with all my tanks, though, but a lot of people don't. But it's kind of like, for an example, having a bathtub full of muddy water.
Okay.
And if you let it set long enough, that mud settles to the bottom, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then if you've got a door, a lid that's clear to one end of the tub, well, sometimes you can't make it that way down the other end to stir it up. But I've got this long pipe that I can actually shove in there, and I can actually make it to the other end. And once you move that stuff on the bottom and get it moving, it mixes back with the water and it comes out good. Otherwise, if you just stick a pipe down in there and you suck it, well, the water's there, and you don't move the mud, and most of that's still going to be there.
Got it. I see. Okay.
Have I confused you enough yet?
No. This is, I'm very good with directions. I'm very, like, you know, so that to me, I love doing a lot of things myself, but when it comes to that, I would never try to.
I'll tell you what, if you like doing things like that and it don't bother you,
uh-huh.
get you something like a tuba four that's about 8 feet long.
Okay.
Put you an 8x8 or 6x6 piece of board on the bottom, square.
Okay.
And then when you take that, you can open the tank up. Now, sometimes when you open it, it looks like water. Okay.
Stick
that down in there. Mine's metal. Now, the wood's going to float, so it's going to give you a little bit. But when you push that down in there, if you've got a crust, you can feel it going through it, okay? And once you go through it, you can kind of tell how much you got. And if it's just looking like water, you're going to go down. It's going to move real easy, and all at once, it's going to start getting thick like you're going through some mud. And when you hit that spot, just remember where it is, shove it to the bottom, and they'll tell you that you've got either a foot and a half or 2 foot of sludge on the bottom.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That makes
sense. It kind of lets you know which way you've got. And like I say, if you do get in something, mine's metal because it don't float, so I don't have that resistance on it moving around. But it will kind of let you know what you've got and what you're kind of looking at. It's crude, but it works very good.
That's a very smart way to kind of, it's like a dipstick in a way, right? Like,
yeah, it's just a long pole with a, and besides that, I made it to where when I hit, say for an example, I've got a foot and a half of paper, and the way I've got that made is when I hit it on the bottom, I got some little angles on each side. When I hit it, the angles stick out about 3/4 of an inch. Well, that means I get a bite every time I hit it. If it's just a flat plate, well, it slides off of it. But anyhow, it helps me to, I can take that and I can beat the snot out of it and I can get it blended up. And when I pump one, I know that I did the job that I'm supposed to.
Yeah. That's all good information. I mean, that's something that I was just wondering. I'm like, hey, so every time I talk to a certain service, that kind of applies to what I have in my house, I just ask questions. So I'm sorry for asking those, but I thank you for answering those, right? So
that just educated
me much better to
No. You do know what a stupid question is, don't you?
Yeah, it's not asking the question, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had a couple one time watching me, and I knew they wanted to know something. I looked up at them, and I go, I know you've got a question. I said, what would you like to know? And they looked at me and said, we didn't want to ask you this because we didn't want to seem stupid. And I said, you know what? I said, let me ask you a question. I said, do you think that I know everything that I know without asking questions on what I'm getting into?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same process. But no, yeah. People understand that.
Yeah.
And I don't. No, just because somebody don't know, you've got to learn. We all learn. It just, but some of these, I think a lot of them don't want to tell you anything because if they tell you something, you might do something different. I guess.
Yeah. No, I always like to ask just in case. I mean, I like to, you know, that the more you're informed about things, the better, you know, just the better knowledge you're going to have. And that's what, you know, that's what I like doing. I like to learn as much as possible from different people or different, you know, trades or industries. I mean, it just, you know, it helps me out. Just, it can help me out in the near future. So I also like to watch a lot of YouTube DIY videos. So I like to do a lot of stuff myself, you know, as much as I can, right? But if it's something
that... A lot of videos, mm-hmm. I catch some of that once in a while, but sometimes you're watching them. It's you know, when you're telling somebody something or just showing them, sometimes it works for me. It works better for me than instead of telling you, if you're standing there beside me, I can kind of show you and you can kind of understand a lot better what I'm referring to. Otherwise,
yeah.
I lose people once in a while. Anyway, I know you've got more to do besides jabber with me.
No worries. This is a great conversation, Stanley. So once again, I appreciate you for taking the time to you know, speak with me, and thank you for all the advice. So last thing is just, you know, that phone call later on at 5 p.m. just across the T's and dot the I's, and then we're pretty much rocking and rolling. So we'll be smooth sailing after
now,
that. So
this,
yeah,
you did say, I know there's different places you got, but this will put me on Google with the rest of them too, right?
100%, without a doubt. Yes,
okay.
100%.
All right.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
I'm good. And I will catch you. The call comes in at 5 o'clock.
That's correct.
And if you've got something, if you need something, just give me a call back. If I don't answer, leave me a message, and I'll get back with you.
Likewise. I appreciate that, Stanley. So enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll definitely be in contact later on this evening, okay?
Is it raining down at your way?
No. It's clear skies.
I need to send you some rain, man.
Send it over. We need it.
Hey, where are you located at?
So the company is located in California. So, we're
okay.
All the Google partners in California. So we do need the rain. I'll tell you that. We, you know, we're up for rainy weather for sure, you know. So.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you alone, and I'll talk to you later on then, okay? You
all
have
right,
a good day.
You as well. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.